The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you'll end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father had said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to look at the essence of my message regarding prayer, part 4. Overview. Over the years, I've written a significant amount regarding prayer and published significant lists of prayers as evidenced on the prayer webpage. It therefore seemed appropriate to consolidate all of these writings into one coherent document aligned with my present understanding, hence the document on which this broadcast is based. This is part 4 and the last part of that discussion. We will continue looking at and look at spiritual warfare, starting with basic prayers. We will discuss tearing down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. We will look at cutting off curses by Satan's servants and also returning curses. We'll then discuss prayer against witchcraft, curses, etc. We will look particularly at the Afrikaner situation, and we will look at the African people and the curse of Canaan. We'll then talk about fasting in some detail. Then look at a powerful but dangerous prayer. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a consultant and business manager. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room. And I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of around 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. That forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What's End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message, through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.ntimeissueministries.org for more information. That's ntimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. There are three or four podcast sites which have got the full collection. So we're continuing today with the article 2022-0603, The Essence of My Message Regarding Prayer, and this is part four. And we're starting out by looking at spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is about actively fighting against the forces of darkness. Some basic prayers. I ask you to cover me and my family with the blood of the covenant from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. I ask you to cover my dwelling with the blood of the covenant, the floors, the ceilings, the roofs, the walls, the windows, the window frames, the doorposts, and the lintels with the blood of the covenant, that no evil may enter my dwelling. I ask that you cover all that I own and have beneficial use of with the blood of the covenant. Note that if you have sin in your life or artifacts that give the force of darkness legal rights against you, such as stolen items in your house, the above prayers will be of limited effect. So, we're going to go into some quite heavy stuff in the next few minutes. And if you have never come across the demonic, never come across the activities of the satanic and demonic realm, you may find this a little bit difficult to cope with. If that's the case, I ask you just to listen, or if you need to walk away, walk away, but rather try and listen, because this really is important stuff which is applicable to every believer on the planet. And just live with it. Just let it sink in. Maybe get the recording. Listen to it again in a day or a week's time, and just see what you can take on board. So the covenant through Yeshua operates very differently to the way that most people teach. So you might pray, Father, I ask you to reveal the covenant to me and how it operates. I ask you to cut off all curses that have been spoken against me and against my family. Help me to be effective in the war against the satanic and demonic powers of this earth, and so on as appropriate. Note that it can take years to have a full revelation of the covenant. There's a a want in this generation for everything just to happen like that. Learning about Father and learning about his ways and coming to a place where you please him, coming to a place where he calls you friend, is a non-trivial task. You're not going to do it overnight. You're not going to click your fingers and just get there. So you need to pray, you need to do spiritual audits, you need to fast. If you visit the website, in addition to what's in this broadcast, you'll find there are a lot of things that you can do to clean up your act, get to understand Father, and get close enough to him to understand him and to be his friend. That's what he wants from you, is to become his friend. So whatever you've heard, the reality is that the covenant through Yeshua is there to make it easier for you to become Father's friend. And if you've never seen that before, if you've never heard that before, if you've sat in church or mosque or synagogue or temple or whatever and listened to somebody else teach in a sort of disjointed way about the Almighty and taught, he's looking for a relationship, folks, with you, every one of us. Right, let's look at principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. That's the satanic and demonic hierarchy that manages the earth. once you're praying most of the prayers in this teaching, you can start looking at praying more offensive prayers. By offensive, I mean aggressive, combative prayers against the satanic realm and servants of Satan. See other articles about how this realm operates, including the essence of message, re-satanic and demonic. On a broader basis, you can pray, I come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over me and my dwelling, and in the name of Yeshua, I tear you down and command you to go where Father Yah sends you. Father, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers, in other words, angels, to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where you want them to go, the demons that I've named, in the name of Yeshua. I only pray this if there are at least two of you living at the same address in covenant and harmony with one another. Never pray this if you're on your own. You could pray this also over a place of worship or an assembly if you get a number of congregants together. But you need to have pretty much cleaned up your life before you by praying that prayer. You are coming against the very core of the satanic and demonic realm, and they're not going to be pleased with you. So they're going to look for every possibility to take you out or sidetrack you or destroy you if they can. And believe me, they will do everything in their power to destroy you. So if you have unrepented sin in your life and you pray that prayer, it's going to come down on you in a really unpleasant way. So then let's talk of cutting off curses by Satan's servants. If you're making any serious effort to serve Yah, and particularly if you have a significant calling, expect servants of Satan to curse you regularly and possibly offer human sacrifices, most frequently in the form of abortions against you. Accordingly, it's important to ask for curses to be cut off on a regular basis. Note that until you've cleaned up your life significantly, by which I mean at the very least several sets of 7 3-day fasts and deep self-examination and dealing with sin, you're not legally in a position to pray these prayers. Ask Father to show you when and if you are in a position to pray. Realize that if you pray prematurely, the forces of darkness will laugh at you and intensify their efforts against you, prevent you coming to a point where you are legally able to pray. Note also that this is an ongoing prayer, as are most of the suggested prayers. The forces of darkness that you're praying against are massive and include billions of demons and fallen messengers, angels. Depending on your level of authority, you may have to pray repeatedly to have only a few leave. There are many other prayers along these lines that can be prayed, but these are outside the scope of this broadcast. So if you're dealing with curses, you say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I come against all curses that have been spoken against me by Satan's servants and others. In the name of Yeshua, I cut off those curses. And Father, I ask you to, and I speak to the demons associated with enforcing those curses. In the name of Yeshua, I bind you. I command you to leave now and go where Father Yah sends you. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to cut off the curses that I've just mentioned, and to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where you want to go, the demons that I've named. Thank you for setting me free. Amen. You can pray that regularly while you're cleaning up your life. I had a situation where at one stage I had something like 190 death curses against me and something like 90 human sacrifices. It's important to understand the reason there's such a hoo-ha about abortion in the United States is because if they are successful in cutting off abortion, the Satan servants are going to be deprived of human blood and human flesh to eat and drink. They will be deprived of bodies to sacrifice. It will be a massive setback to the satanic and demonic realm if abortion is totally banned in the United States or anywhere else in the world for that matter. Then returning curses. If you've really gone to significant effort to sort out your life before you are, you can go further. Father, I ask that where curses have been spoken against me by people that understand what they're doing, that you will return those curses in the magnitude you deem appropriate and that they may learn not to curse those who serve you. The first time I prayed this, a person, a practicing witch, died 2 days later, and another Satan servant died 6 weeks later. This is not a prayer to be prayed lightly, only if you've seriously cleaned up your life first. Note that a curse without cause brings not light, so if curses are touching you, then you have sin in your life, and you do not have a basis to ask for the curses to be returned. It is only once you have dealt with your sin that the Almighty will grant such a petition, and He may not grant such a petition. If you pray such a prayer presumptuously, you give the forces of darkness the right to attack you further. So pray with caution, and only once you're certain you're in right standing at a level that permits you to pray this. Do not return curses yourself, that is witchcraft, and you will open the door to massive demonic infestation. Note that you can only pray with authority in the name of Yeshua once you have a revelation of the authority that Yeshua gained through His sinless life and death, and that He delegated that authority to those who follow His example and leadership and serve the Almighty faithfully. See the article, The Miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' Death. Note that if a large number of believers were to reach such a point of sanctification as I'm suggesting in this article, that then the power of the returned witchcraft and curses against the enemies, typically magnified 1,000 times, will be immense. I got to a point some years ago where the Satan servants stopped cursing me, because if they cursed me and I asked Father to return the curses, they either died or they got very sick indeed, and things went wrong in their lives, and all the evil that they were speaking against me bounced back on them. That's where you want to be, folks, is at a point where the forces of darkness not only cannot touch you because you're living free of sin, but they're scared to touch you because you're walking in the fullness of your authority to deal with them. And that requires that you get free of sin. And it's entirely doable. If you get the article, 7 Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty on the website, it's about 70 pages setting out all the things that you can do to get close to Father, and in the process get sanctified, set apart, cleansed, free of sin, to a point where after putting that into practice over a couple of years, you will get to a point where you are a real threat to the satanic and demonic realm, and you can start exercising real authority over them. Please give it some thought. If you're serious about serving Father, that's where you should be aiming. Then we're going to look at prayers against witchcraft, curses, etc. I want to start with the Afrikaner situation. Be aware that Africa is Satan's greatest stronghold of witchcraft in this age, and that massive forces of witchcraft are arraigned against the believing people of Africa. In particular, nearly all Afrikaans families have very intense witchcraft and curses operating against them, frequently evidenced by the death or involvement in serious accidents of children just before they reach the age of 21. 3-day total fast, water only, is effective and necessary in breaking witchcraft. So pray, Father, we come to you in the name of Yeshua, and we ask you to cut off all witchcraft rites that have been proclaimed and practiced against us individually and corporately. We ask you to cut off all curses that have been spoken against us. We ask you to cut off all demonic and satanic assignments against us. We ask you to show us everything in our lives that is giving those witchcraft curses and those demonic and satanic assignments legal right to operate in our lives and amongst our people. We ask you to guide us in cleaning up our lives so that those things are no longer effective against us. We ask you to reveal to us all artifacts in our homes, businesses, and elsewhere that have demonic assignments associated with them, that we may utterly destroy them, burn with fire, or smash completely. Folks, this is heavy stuff, and it's not just Afrikaners. I just highlighted the Afrikaners because there are a lot of committed believers amongst the Afrikaners in Southern Africa, and they've got themselves into a deep, dark situation there because of the bad way they've treated African people, with the result that there are a hang of a lot of witchcraft curses, etc., operating against them. But anywhere in the world where there's been racism, where there's been people have treated other people badly to the point where they've had access to the knowledge to curse, you need to watch out for these things, because you may have inherited curses that you wouldn't have dreamt of. Note that in many cases, there is a substantial legal basis for curses in witchcraft to operate. Again, this is particularly so in the case of Afrikaner families where there's been abusive or violent treatment of Africans, particularly coupled to the lie that the African people are not descended from Noah and therefore in some sense subhuman. This lie has given African demonic forces one of the richest fields in which to attack Afrikaners. In such cases, Afrikaner families may need to repent to those they've wronged and possibly make restitution before the curses and witchcraft will be cut off. This point is not limited to Afrikaners, it applies all over the world. Only the Afrikaners are particularly guilty. In any society where there's been discrimination or racism, these basic principles that apply. Note also that in a case where a person, not necessarily an Afrikaner, has raped or forced themselves sexually on a woman, or man for that matter, of another race because they regard them as subhuman and sex with them doesn't count, they will have one flesh bonds, they will have transfer of spirits, they will have soul ties, they will have curses. If they took virginity, they will be married. Father may require them to go and take back their wives that they've sent away. It's a huge subject. If you come from any group of people who have treated badly another group of people, and it doesn't matter if it was this generation or two or three or four or five generations previously, you need to clean this up. Otherwise, there are all sorts of hooks that will allow the satanic and demonic realm to attack you. Note also that dealing with those issues is a progressive, iterative process. As you grow in the matters of the Almighty, you will be shown more things to deal with and be able to get rid of more demons, etc. To deal with the fundamental issues that in many cases go back hundreds or even thousands of years, you will ideally need the assistance of a highly experienced prophetic minister, of which there are almost none left on the planet. So your only recourse is to deal with sin and live a disciplined life, so that while these things are present, they're not able to touch you. Alternatively, do the work necessary to get to a deep personal relationship with Father so he can guide you to deal with these things. If you take what I'm saying seriously and get hold of the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, there's also an essence of my message regarding cleansing. There is a lot there about a spiritual audit, triple immersion, anointing with the blood of the covenant, anointing with the oil of the spirit, a whole bunch of things that you can do spiritually to clean yourself up to get to a point where you're free of sin and free of demons. I strongly recommend that you do that. Recognize it's going to take time. Recognize it's going to take effort. Recognize it's going to require you to do things that your average religious person is going to tell you that you're absolutely crazy. The fact of the matter is, there is very little understanding of what's really required. And the fact of the matter is that the forces of darkness do not want that information shared widely. So the result is that they will go out of their way to take you apart if you start putting that stuff into practice. So you need to be disciplined and single-minded. Then look at, if in a sense, the opposite side of the coin and talk about African people. And this applies pretty much to all the people who originated in Africa in the last 1,000 years or so. I want to talk about the curse of Canaan. Note that in the case of the indigenous African people, the curse of Canaan is a major factor that needs to be cut off. Refer to Genesis 9:25, and he, Noah, said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." Pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to cut the curse of Canaan on myself, my family, and my bloodline. I bind and cast out all demons associated with enforcing the curse and command them to go where Father Yah sends them. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, cast out, and send where you want to go the demons that I've named. You may need to pray this repeatedly at intervals. if you discern that the curse is still working. Folks, if you're an African person, this is huge. If you are battling financially, if you're battling health-wise, if you're battling in your walk with Father, the probability is that the curse of Canaan is operating in your life. Just listen to what I'm saying here. And he, Noah, said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." If you're an African American and you're trying to understand systemic racism, there is the definition of systemic racism. It's not something that people are consciously doing. It's a massive curse that is operating on people of African descent. The key thing, as I just said, is there is a prayer that you can pray to cut that off. You may need to pray it regularly for a while, but it'll get you free. And then you still have to do the work to get the improved employment, etc. Let's talk a bit about fasting, because you've probably heard of prayer and fasting, so the two go together. In my experience, the prayers that I've shared with you are just the entry point. They are not enough. I only started to get dramatic revelation 8 years after I'd been walking intensely with Father, when he led me to go on 8 3-day fasts at intervals of 10 days. In other words, 3 days fasting and 7 days eating normally. In that case, the fast culminated on the 31st of December 2000, and Yah then gave me the message, the wrath of Yah, for the church, and said the church was breaking all of the Ten Commandments. That's the Christian church. During those 80 days, I received massive revelation about the true names Yah and Yeshua, about the true Sabbath, about the true feasts, about the pagan and satanic nature of Christmas, etc., etc. I can tell you, I've been on about 7 major fasts over the last 23 years. And I can tell you that each time I went on a major fast, things happened in my life. If you've been a believer for some years and you've been praying heartfelt prayers and not much has happened, but you've not been fasting, then I want to suggest for your consideration that fasting is the thing that you need to get right. If you look at the article on 7 components of drawing close, you'll get material on fasting, 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals, 7-day water-only fasts, 21-day water-only fasts, 21-day just with vegetables, 21 days just with soup, and 40 days water-only, and various different derivatives, etc. There is no absolute cast in concrete definition of how you fast. Going back to my experience on those fasts during the 3 days, all I took was the bread and wine in limited quantities to have something in my stomach for my medication. Remembering the covenant made by Yeshua, so-called communion or the sacraments, and limited water. In the year that followed, I continued to get continuous revelation, saw Yah move significantly in my life, and wrote hundreds of articles which were included on the website with varying degrees of accuracy. In the years that followed, I fasted periodically, most significantly on the Day of Atonement. Then towards the end of 2010, Yah impressed on me to go on 7 3-day fasts at intervals of 7 days, 3 days fasting and 4 days eating normally, culminating on the 26th of December 2010, i.e. about Christmas. And at that point, I picked up speed again. I hadn't been on a fast for quite a few years. I'd got into a relationship that was distracting me from Father. I hadn't written much. And I went on these 7 3-day fasts, and that galvanized me back into action. And if you go through the articles database, you will see peaks and troughs in terms of where I wrote a lot of articles, where I didn't write that many articles. And not that the information is there, but if you correlate that with fasts, you'll find there's quite a strong correlation. On the fast that I've referred to, I took the bread and wine morning and evening and drank a significant amount of water as well, as I was advised that repeated withholding of liquid could cause permanent damage to my kidneys. Note that a three total 3-day fast is required to break certain witchcraft and get rid of certain demons and curses and shift certain other things. I would still take the bread and wine in limited quantities, morning and evening, rehearsing the reasons for the fast, and I would still drink water. Don't fast water. Under extreme conditions, you might fast water for 24 hours, but not beyond that. You will damage your kidneys. I did it on one occasion, and it took me about 5 years for my kidneys to recover. Over that period of fasting and in the months that followed, my understanding of various things consolidated, and I wrote well over 100 articles, all of which are on the website. In 2010, I was told that in order to enter into full-blown ministry, operating in the power gifts of the Spirit of Yah, conducting spiritual warfare at a level where one could combat major demons, witches, etc., heal the sick, raise the dead, and be used for other miracles, it was necessary to go on a 40-day total fast, only drinking water. I've met several people who've done such fasts and who walk in great power and authority in the spirit realm. One of these people had been used to raise about 19 people from the dead. One had been in the morgue for 2 days. Folks, it depends where you are. I've never done a 40-day fast. I've only done 7 to 10 cycles of 3 days, water only, with small amounts of bread and wine, between 7 and 10 cycles. But that's in line with my ministry as one who listens and writes and teaches. If you want to go out there in the power and authority of the Spirit of Yah and do things like Yeshua did, then I recommend a 40-day water-only fast. I would still take limited quantities of bread and wine mornings and evenings, particularly if you're on medication. If you are on medication, you need to be careful about going on a 40-day fast. Pray about it, see what Father says. Note that you're likely to become extremely weak during a 40-day water-only fast, and you're unlikely to be able to engage in business or even normal domestic activities after about 2 or 3 weeks. So the series of 3-day fasts is more practical for many people, but it is not a substitute for a 40-day fast if you're really going all out. On the basis of this experience, I have to say to you that if you claim to be serious about serving Yah and you've not fasted at the sort of levels referred to in the last few minutes, then you are kidding yourself and you're playing games. If you're serious about serving Yah, you need to pray the prayers contained in this series of broadcasts regularly, and you need to start fasting. It's as simple as that, folks. Something dramatic happens when one fasts in the spirit realm. Something happens in one's own spirit that opens one up to Father in a way that cannot be opened in any other manner. So if you've been serving Father for some years and you're a bit wishy-washy, lukewarm, but you have an aspiration to become more powerful, if you've maybe been saying, Father, I don't know what's going on. I read about these people in the Bible who did all these mighty works and miracles, and I can't do anything like that. Look at fasting. That is probably where you need to clean up. You need to get free of sin, and you need to fast. So really ask you to take that seriously. At the start of a fast, take bread and red wine or red grape juice and pray, Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for this food and I ask you to bless it to my body and bless the hands that prepared it. I recall that on the night that he was betrayed, Yeshua took the bread and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to those who followed him, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this as often as you shall eat it in remembrance of me. Father, I ask it as I partake of this bread that I may partake of all that it represents to you. Eat a portion of bread, leave no remnants. Take the cup, saying, Father, I recall that after supper, Yeshua took the cup and gave it to those who followed him, saying, drink ye all of this. This is my blood of the new covenant, given for you and for many for forgiveness for sin, for forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. I ask it as I partake of this cup that I may partake in all that it represents to you. Declare the objectives of your fast and ask Father to grant your petition. You can do this morning and evening of every day of every fast, and more frequently if you feel impressed to do so, or if you need to take medication that requires that you have something in your stomach. Do not fast water only and take medication on an empty stomach. You will give yourself ulcers and get ill. So if you're on a fast, and if you're going on a fast and you have tablets to take morning and evening or even three times a day, pray about it. Make sure it's okay with Father. 3 days at a time should be fine. And then take a piece of matzos, Jewish unleavened bread, or you can take a slice of ordinary supermarket bread if you have to, and then half a cup of grape juice or red wine. I wouldn't take red wine if you're fasting, but you can. And pray the prayers that I've just given you. If you're really unable to go on a total fast, then fast either on fruit and vegetables or soup in limited quantities. Say again, if you are on major medication, be very thoughtful and prayerful about whether you fast and what sort of fast you go on. You could get really sick fasting and taking a whole lot of medication at the same time, so just be careful. You might also pray, Father, I dedicate this fast to you. As I fast, I pray that you will help me to come closer to you and to live a life that is pleasing to you. I ask you to show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. I ask you to show me all sin that I need to repent of and seek forgiveness for. I ask you to show me any person I need to seek forgiveness from. I ask you to show me all that I've stolen or gained unrighteously and show me to whom I should make restitution. I ask you to show me all people that I should approach to request forgiveness. I ask you to teach me how to live a life that is pleasing to you, how to come to a place of walking in all truth, how to overcome to the end that I may be found to be a good and faithful servant or better on the day of judgment. Teach me to love my enemies, to pray for those that despitefully use me, to turn the other cheek when faced with insult or injury, plus whatever else you may be fasting for, and pray whatever else comes up for you while you're praying. It's no good just going on a dietary fast if you don't pray into the fast. You need to be declaring why you're on the fast. So, Father, I'm fasting to seek truth. I want to understand why my life's a mess. I want to understand why I can't get a job, etc. And I'd like to share what I've called a powerful but dangerous prayer. A very powerful but very dangerous prayer is, Father, I ask that you will lead me, that I die to self and the things of the flesh, that my old self is put to death with Yahushua, that you may fill me with your spirit and live through me, that you may reign on earth through me. So you can go further. If you're really, really committed, you can take this even further. Go on one or more fasts. I went on 7 3-day fasts at intervals of 7 days, praying as I took the bread and wine morning and evening that Yah would put my flesh to death and fill me with his spirit. He granted my prayer. I was subsequently betrayed by my wife and it nearly destroyed me. Understand that after you've done this, your life truly is not your own. And if you join yourself to another inappropriately, or the one to whom you are joined betrays you, you will be devastatingly weakened. You will age prematurely, and you could even die in extreme circumstances. The spirit of Yah cannot coexist with evil, be it fear, pride, treachery, betrayal, whatever, and will leave you in such circumstances. And if you've prayed that prayer repeatedly, there's not much of you left if the spirit of Yah leaves you. Do not pray this prayer unless you are certain that Yah is ready for you to pray it, and that you're ready and understand the risks, and that any sexual covenant partner understands this as well and is in agreement with you. Even once you've prayed this prayer repeatedly and received the manifestation, you are still not a glove puppet, and you are responsible for your decisions and the direction your life takes. So, I did that in 2010, beginning of 2011. 2009, 2010, whenever. Would I do it again? I'm not sure. I've suffered a lot because of this. At the same time, it forced me to become very reliant on Father, and it's helped me to stay close to him. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. If you're thinking about doing that, praying that prayer, and particularly going on a series of fasts, seeking for the fulfillment of that prayer, I suggest you give me a call before you do it. Drop me a line. Conclusion. There are other prayers that can be prayed, but the above set that I've shared over the last four broadcasts is a fairly comprehensive list of prayers that I consider to be important in terms of seeking to serve Father on a consistent basis. Over and above this, you can pray for children, parents, family, business, and work situations, your city, your nation, etc. In all of these situations, the same principles apply. If you're not sure what to pray, then rather do not pray anything, or else pray in line with the examples above, such that Yah's will is done in those situations. Pray, Father, let your will be done in this situation. Most of the prayers prayed by most of the people on the planet get in Yah's way because they're not his will and are meaningless. Folks, this is a huge subject, and I hope I've given you enough to work with. If you've missed the earlier episodes of this is the fourth episode. They are on LinkedIn, they are on YouTube, they are on the three or four different podcast sites that I mentioned, which if you'll find if you Google a relationship with Creator Radio. I have grown hugely through prayer. So praying the sort of prayers that I've shared with you, by having conversation with Father, by asking for guidance. I can't stress enough, Daddy Yah loves you. He wants you to become his friend. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to talk to you. It is a lie from the pit of hell that Father has stopped speaking to his people. It's just not true, folks. He spoke to me audibly in 1993, so it never occurred to me that he wouldn't speak to me again, and he's spoken to me repeatedly over the last 30 years. It's available to you just as much to me. Take the bread and wine and say, Father, I want to know you the way James Robertson knows you. Or Father, I desire to know you the way Yeshua knew you. Father, I want desire to know you the way Daniel knew you, or David, or Elisha, or Elijah, or Ezekiel, or Moses, or Noah, or any of the Abraham, Samuel, any of the significant servants. You can bring that before Father and say, I aspire to know you the way that person knew you. Or just, I desire to be so close to you that you call me your friend. Seek that. Go on a series of 7 3-day fasts at weekly intervals and say, Father, I want to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. Show me what to pray to become your friend. Show me what to do to become your friend. And keep doing it. Go on another series of 7 fasts 6 months later and 6 months later and 6 months later until one day Father will say to you, you are my friend. Learn to think the way he does. Seek understanding from him. Seek to understand why he does what he does, etc. So to wrap up, I want to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator today? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. The key thing about all of this is that Father created the universe, the solar system, the sun, the earth, the moon, the planets, the plants, the animals, for one reason only, to have friends, intelligent beings who could make choices, who could make decisions, who could think intelligently, who could have conversations with him, who could share with him and do things together with him. Think about it. Why else is all of this stuff here? There's only one possible explanation. Yah was lonely and he wanted friends. And today, virtually nobody understands that. No, almost nobody seeks that. I urge you, choose today to start the journey to become a friend of the Creator. Some collateral on the website, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians, also for Jews, Muslims, and other faiths and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and in podcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. There are three or four podcast websites where you'll get all the historical broadcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. There are about 2,500 articles in the article database, over 1,000 web pages, a lot of information on a lot of topics. So if you've got questions, go to the website, look at those resources I've just mentioned. They're right across the top of the website. Google search, particularly powerful. Google search capabilities across the whole website. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, it doesn't matter who you are. Father wants you to become his friend. Doesn't matter what race you are. Doesn't matter whether you're African, Asian, European, Caucasian, black, white, whether you've got blonde hair and blue eyes or black hair and brown eyes, anything in between, whether you're rich or poor, short or tall, fat or thin, educated or uneducated, rich or poor, Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter whether you're a Satanist or a witch or a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or a witch doctor or a Baha'i or a Buddhist, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. It's as simple as that. And I encourage you to say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, James Robertson says, I can become your friend. I desire to become your friend. Show me what to do. Show me what to praise. Show me what to read. Show me where to go. If you just dig into the website, you will find a huge resource there to help you to do what I've just said. So that's it. Go for it. Thank you so much. Good night. Father.